Thank you. We are a people of water. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Today, my brother Drew will plunge beneath the waters of baptism. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, cleansed by the blood of Christ our King.
Our scripture lesson today comes from Acts 8, verses 26 through 38, Philip and the Ethiopian. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candace, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And the eunuch answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he gave orders to stop the chariot, And then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
I love that passage that Kim just read, especially when the Ethiopian said, "Look, there's water. What will prevent me from being baptized?" Well, Drew, there's some water. And guess what? You're going to be baptized today. We've talked a lot about water recently. We had our Vacation Bible School Deep Sea Discovery. And Drew, along with his brother and his dad, they were in charge of the recreation every evening, and there was a lot of water. Brian, you all did a super job with that, you and Brett and Drew. What you don't know, and Drew, I hadn't told you this, last Sunday night, we had a flood here in Lexington. Some of you remember that. Jim Tate told me that they had to pump over 75 gallons of water out of the basement of the church. And for the first time ever, we had water in the vestibule to the elevator. We had water in the fellowship hall. There's a lot of water around here, Drew. There's a lot of water. But water has special meaning and significance. In the book of Genesis, when Brett was doing the call to worship, at the very beginning, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. In the Garden of Eden, there were rivers bringing the water of life. And today we're celebrating the water of baptism. And we're going to be talking about living water, the only water that Jesus gives. Drew, you not only are surrounded by water, but just a minute ago, when your brother handed you the candle lighter and you lit the Christ candle, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And he also said, because you have invited Jesus to be the Lord of your life, he's telling you to let your light shine so that others can see the good things that you do and they can glorify God. This is a great day for Drew and his family. Drew Lingerfelt is the son of Kim and Brian Lingerfelt. His brother Brett has already been involved in the service. His grandparents are here today and we welcome them. Kim's parents, Bill and Sandra Harris, and Carolyn Lingerfelt, Brian's mom, we're so glad that you can be here today. And also Kim's brother David and his family, Whitney, Mary Kate, Sarah Beth Harris, and Brian's sister Dana is here with her family, Mike and Nathan Buck. And you've also got some special friends. Chad, it's good to see you. Chad Tedder, we're glad to have you here today celebrating Drew's baptism. So you're surrounded by a loving family. But look out here in the sanctuary. This is your family of faith. This is your church family. And as you are about to be baptized, we're all remembering our baptism and we're renewing our commitment to Christ. Now, we're about to leave the sanctuary. Drew and I are. We're going to go up to the baptistry. But before we go, when we begin to sing or the choir begins to sing in just a moment, I'm going to ask Drew's mom and dad to come up here. And Drew, I'm going to give you this empty water pitcher. And I'm going to give your mom and dad this one. Now, this has two types of water. It has regular water that came out of Lake Tomalex, I guess. But this is the water that we all use every day. This is the water that we drink. This is the water that we depend on for cooking and all the necessities of life. But there's also some other water in here. It's water that came from the Jordan River, the river where Jesus was baptized. And I'm going to ask them to pour this water into the water pitcher that you have to symbolize the fact that they not only have given you the gift of life, but they have also instilled within you eternal life and living water, because they have modeled for you what it means to be a Christian. And this is the water of faith and the water of baptism that we celebrate today. Our choir will lead us as they continue to sing, "Shall We Gather at the River?" And Drew and I are going to gather at the, well, the baptistry. Waters of baptism, we're following a long, long tradition that Jesus served as an example for us when he was baptized in the Jordan River. And before you are plunged beneath the waters, this water that you feel is the water that came from the Jordan River, and also the water that your mom and dad just poured into this pitcher, symbolizing their gift of life for you. Drew, what is your confession of faith?
Jesus is Lord.
Because you have confessed that Jesus is Lord of your life, because you believe that with all of your heart, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, now I want you to stay right here. Drive. Now, normally this is it. Normally when I baptize somebody, they go up and they get ready and we're singing a hymn, but not today. Because Drew and I have been talking about what happens after baptism. We don't just leave the waters of baptism. Today, we're taking the waters of baptism with us, because the faith that has been expressed by Drew this morning is a faith that will be with him the rest of his life. So I'm going to need some help. I know, Brett, I can get you, and I need Ethan, I need you. I need 8 young people. I don't need to call your names. Grab those water pitchers and come on up to the baptistry. And we're going to bring water back into the sanctuary. Our baptism is not going to stay here in the baptistry. So do you all know how to get up here? So you come up here in just a minute with those water pitchers. We're going to fill them with water. We're going to bring them back into the sanctuary. And we're going to talk about living water. And Drew and I, we're going to stay here in the water for just a minute so that we can fill up these water pitchers and we can share these with the folks that are coming So while we're doing that, we're going to rejoice. I invite you to stand and sing a hymn of praise for Drew's baptism. Let us sing together.
Good morning. Today we are talking about water, and so we are going to talk about water here. I brought a tub with me today. And I brought a couple of different things, and we're going to decide if we think they're going to sink or float. Okay? The first one that I have is a plastic boat. Do you think that's going to sink? Or do you think it's going to float? Raise your hand if you think it's going to float. All right, let's see. Can you put it in? We'll see. It floats. You're right. All right, so here's a big spoon. This is a metal spoon. Do you think it's going to sink or float? Sink? All right, who thinks it's going to float? Okay. Brooke, you want to try it? Put it in, see what happens. That one sunk to the bottom, didn't it? All right, so we have a piece of foil. What do you think this is going to do? Sink or float? Think it's going to sink? Let's find out. Put it in there and see. That one floats. Now here's the same piece of foil, but we're going to ball it up. What do you think that's going to do? You think it's going to float? Let's see. Absolutely. Good job. You did. You got every single one right. You must have been paying attention when you're doing science. Good job. Do you think that you guys are sinkers or floaters in life? You think so? You think so? Well, don't worry. I'm not going to throw you in the water to find out. But we can find the answer in the Bible. Do you remember the story in the Bible where Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Remember that story? And when he finished feeding the 5,000, he told his disciples to get in their boat and go to the other side of the lake while he went up the mountain to pray. When the disciples were going to the other side of the boat, there was a big storm that came, and the waters began to get rough, and they were afraid that their boat would turn over and they would drown. Then they looked, and they saw Jesus coming toward them, and he was walking on the water. When Peter saw Jesus, he became very excited, and he said, "Lord, if that's really you, let me walk to you on the water." And Jesus answered Peter and said, "Come." So he climbed over the side of the boat, and he started walking on the water towards Jesus. Then he began to look around. He felt the strong winds, he saw the waves, and he became afraid, and he started to sink. He cried out to Jesus, "Help, save me." Jesus reached out his hand, and he saved him, and he said, "Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was walking on the water. But when he took his eyes off of him, he began to sink. As we go through life, there will be some storms, and we will encounter some pretty rough water. As long as we keep our eyes on Jesus and put our trust on him, we will be okay. It's when we take our eyes off of Jesus and put our confidence in ourselves that we will sink. Can we say a prayer together? Dear Jesus, when we find ourselves in the storms of life, help us to keep our eyes on you and to put our trust in you. Amen.
Good morning. Oh, that's pretty good. I'm Brenda Hipp, and I'm a deacon here at First Baptist Church, and I'm here to welcome you to this service, and it's been a great one so far with the baptism, and there's more to come. Not only welcome those of you who are here in the sanctuary, but those who listen by radio and those who stream on the web. We hope that all of you will be blessed by your experience today.
Good morning. Our first reading this morning is from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Pray with me, please.
Heavenly Father, in our physical lives, we use water for cleansing, to quench our thirst, to cook our meals, to nourish our crops, and even for transportation. But in baptism, physical water is used to symbolically cleanse our bodies and to rid our spirits and souls of past aggressions and to show we have accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord. But Father, you also offer us the living water. No matter how much we may thirst, you offer it so abundantly in our acceptance of Jesus Christ. So as we draw from the well, let us offer up our tithes and offerings in hope that those who have not heard the word may come to know you, to draw deeply from the well, and to thirst no more. Father, bless our tithes and offerings, as well as those who give and those who receive. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.